to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Okay, welcome back to the Upcycle Canada podcast. And you're probably thinking, Dave, where the heck have you been? Well, we've been busy doing podcasting. We are doing 7 podcasts right now. We are cleaning up a year of recordings, interviews, podcast episodes across 7 different podcasts. So we do have a podcast coming, an episode coming up with Jen and I to talk about Upcycle Canada and some of the things that are happening in our business. We're working on that. It's a scheduling thing between us. I'm still working nights. She's still working days. So we don't get a lot of free time to sit together and record at the moment, but that's going to change in the next week or two. And we'll be able to bring that to you. So thank you for hanging on. Thank you for listening. I still see people interacting with our podcast and listening and participating. So to you, thank you. But what I wanted to do today is share a little bit from some of our other podcasts. And you might be unaware that we have other podcasts. And as Jen and I continue to work through Upcycle and get things going there, and all the great changes that are happening there, I wanted to not leave you kind of just waiting and maybe expose you to some of our other podcasts. So like I said, we have 7 active podcasts that we're doing. And what I wanted to do today was share with you a smaller episode from a podcast that I do, and it's called Dad Space. Now, this is a podcast designed for dads, by dads. And what's interesting is my target audience are dads, people, guys that have families or will be soon to be dads or stepdads or grandparents or anywhere along the line journey of being a dad. And so I created this podcast because Mother's Day is a big deal. Everyone wants to go out and celebrate. Father's Day, not so much. And I kind of wanted to just look at how men, dads, could step up and be better examples in their community, a better partner to their spouse, a better father in the home, a better stepdad or grandfather, whatever. And bringing on great people and just talking about everything to do with dad. And when first started the podcast, the majority of my audience were men. But over time, my audience has flipped to my delight and encouragement. Over 75% of my audience on Dad Space are actually female, which I am thrilled. I'm still going to continue to focus on the content and supporting men, but I love the fact that an audience that's bigger than what I thought or more vast than I thought are enjoying and interacting with the podcast. So I want to share with you an episode for you of Dad Space. And there's links in the show notes. Dadspace.ca is the website. And it's just a podcast I want to share with you. It's a gift. So if you've heard this episode, feel free to skip because you've already heard it. I appreciate you checking out our other shows. But for those who follow Upcycle Canada and have no idea about the other podcasts that we do, I wanted to include that for you here. So without further ado, here we go. This is Dad Space, and I would love to get your feedback on the podcast. And if you know a dad this Christmas season, holiday season, and they get a tablet or a new phone or whatever, and they've never listened to podcasts, show them how to sign in and follow along and share this podcast with a dad so that we can encourage as many men as possible to be great dads. So here you go. This is Dad Space, and I hope you enjoy it, and I'd love to get your feedback. So thank you for listening. Again, more stuff coming for Upcycle Canada, but this is just a gift for you guys to take a listen to an episode that maybe you haven't heard or weren't aware of. So thank you for following Upcycle Canada. And again, Jen and I will be back with an episode to talk about all the great things happening with Upcycle Canada. Thanks for being here. Talk soon. Cheers. Hey. Welcome back to Dad Space. This is Dave. I'm your host. Thank you for taking time to be part of Dad Space. Today, I just want to talk a little bit about how we can kind of get out of our own way as dads and realize that, you know, there's people in our lives that matter and we need to create space for them. Something I'm working on right now as a dad, so I share my thoughts with you today. Just you and me. Whether you're at the gym or in your car, walking down the street or whatever, this is Dad Space. Thanks for being here. Here we go. So I was in a clubhouse room recently. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's a social audio app. They have rooms, virtual rooms, a stage. There's a host. And you can come up on stage and share about the topic of the room and share your insights, connect with others. It's really kind of cool. It was really big during the pandemic and kind of some people faded away. You know, the tire kickers are gone and the true Clubhouse fans are there, which is great. So we get to meet a lot of great people. I was in a room just recently. And one of the things we do generally when we close the room off, it's like we go around the room and everybody gives their tip of the day or whatever for the topic. And then a shout out, you know, promote yourself and who you are, what you do, how people can connect. And it came to my turn in the list of people on stage. And I looked down in the audience. So that's people listening. That's not people up on the stage actually actively speaking. They're just in the room listening to the conversation and they might be busy doing something else and they're just listening in or they don't want to go up on stage, whatever. And I noticed one of the people that I really admire on Clubhouse was in the audience. And when it came time for me to do my spiel, I just kind of felt like at that moment in that space with that conversation that this moment was not about me and was more about the person that was in the audience that normally would be up on stage with us talking. And again, they could just be busy doing something else. But I felt really impressed, I guess you'd say, to acknowledge them in the room and thank them publicly for how giving they are on the Clubhouse app and in life in general. This person is just amazing, completely amazing. And I'm really happy to be part of their community and follow along on their journey. And they just encourage everyone that comes into their room and onto their stage and whatever. Okay. That's the type of person they are. In that moment when it was my turn to speak about me, to plug my podcast or my, you know, the fact that I could do editing for other podcasters or my websites and my 6 podcasts, it's a perfect opportunity. It was like a pitch right across the plate, a nice, easy hit for me where I can knock this out of the park and promote Dave, all things Dave, woohoo. But looking down in the audience, something told me, this is not about you right now. This is about this person. And so that's what I did. I just basically flipped the script on my time in the spotlight and focused it on somebody that means a lot to me. And to be honest, I didn't know why. I didn't know why that was important in that moment. I didn't know if it would have any impact at all. I really wasn't thinking of the impact. I just knew that this was something that needed to happen in that moment. So I spun it around and I'll put a little clip of me on Clubhouse, you know, just sharing. I won't get into too much of it because I haven't asked permission of the person that I'm featuring in my comments. But I just wanted to share my side of it. And then after that, I'll share just a little bit of my thoughts about after that. And, you know, how we can get out of our own way as dads within our relationships, at work, with our kids. It's just something that I'm really thinking about and really spending a lot of time and effort focusing on right now as a dad. And I wanted to share it with you because you are part of the Dad Space community. Again, we have a page on Facebook where you can join us for a continued conversation with past guests and meet other dads. And I'll put links to that in the show notes so you have access to that. It's a private group. We keep it private so that we don't have salespeople come in and try to wreck the group. It's a safe place for dads to talk to each other. The one thing we do allow is our past guests who have a book or a service. They've been vetted. They've been through the process. They've been on the podcast. Their episodes are here. You can listen to them. But they are allowed to sell and promote what they're doing. That's really okay. But otherwise, we don't have people who aren't part of the podcast or have never heard the podcast or have no idea what Dad Space is about or why we exist. Those people aren't in the group. So if you're listening to me right now, you hear my voice, you've listened to the episodes, thank you. You're invited to join us over on Facebook. It's free. It's private. And you get to ask your questions and be a part of our community. So I'll put links to that in the show notes. But back to Clubhouse. So this is just a little clip of me in the room. It's a great way to share the reality of that moment with you. I wanted you to hear it. And again, if you're not on Clubhouse, take a look at it. It's a great way to meet with people. Find me there. I'd love to connect there as well. But here's a little bit of that clip so you can hear the moment. And I just felt that's the easiest way to share it with you. So here we go.
Love it. I want to try dropping in on a skateboard ramp. David, what do you got for us, man? David, I need you to message me your phone number, too, because I feel like I need to call you more often. So message me your phone number. Okay, David, go.
Wow. I'm going to get calls from Dominic? Oh, my gosh. I've now moved to another level. Dom, before I do my little spiel, I just want to point out that producer Jemmy's in the audience there. She is my hero. I love listening to her content and following her journey. Big props to producer Jemmy. I just any room that she's in, I know I'm in the right spot.
Hey, so, David, and I didn't want to embarrass her, but I feel the exact same way. Her authenticity, the genuineness that she really cares. Producer Jemmy, since David brought it up, when I don't see you around, I miss you. I sincerely do. So, David, continue gushing on producer Jimmy, and then we'll go on.
She is the Florida sweetheart. That's kind of what I'm going to call her. So, I really do. If anybody ever wants a great room to be in, and you want to hear somebody laugh and just bring joy in your life, I wasn't really kind of going down this path until I kind of looked down. And again, I see her name, and I'm like, that's all I can think about. So the sweetheart from Florida. Thank you, producer Jemmy. For me, the one thing that happened this week, Dom, and it's going to happen later today, is my chat. One of my past guests reached out to me and said, Dave, with your 6 different podcasts, and I'm over 280 episodes in less than a year, they're like, can you help me create a podcast? And I was like, okay. I wasn't really thinking about that, but you know what? I've never advertised and never promoted doing that, but I just have a heart for people to share their message. And so I'm going to be meeting with somebody. I'm in Canada, and I'm meeting with somebody in California later today, and it's going to open up a new door maybe of helping more podcasters or new people get in the space. And I take that very, very seriously that I can help somebody. To the point, again, bringing back producer Jemmy, that's her heart and passion, and she does an excellent job. And if I can do 1 ounce of what she does then and help somebody, I'm on the right path. So my side business for all my podcasts is called truemediasolutions.ca. .ca is a Canadian website. And I'm really excited about this possibility of helping somebody. And again, I'm going to follow in producer Jemmy's footsteps, and let's see where this goes. Thanks, Tom.
So that was my little clip from Clubhouse, and producer Jemmy is an amazing person, and she's in Florida, and again, she does so many things for so many people, and I just felt in that moment that that was my time to focus on her and get out of my own way and realize the importance of somebody else. So I'm not doing this to say, look how great Dave is, look what he did. He did a good thing. I just want you to see in that moment, completely transparent, I had no thought on stage that that's how the conversation would go. But it was just really interesting to me, the results. Producer Jemmy did join us on stage later. I don't have permission from her to share her response. But in, I guess, waiting for her to pick up her kid at school, and she was in the line of cars to pick up her kids, and she couldn't speak at that moment. But the comments from the room and my little spiel there really touched her, and it was the perfect timing. And again, I didn't know that at the time. I had no way of knowing that. But I just wanted to get out of my own way. So, for dads, any dad, no matter who you are, where you're on your dad journey, so often career and life and providing and being everything to everyone, it really does weigh on you as a dad, as you try to navigate life, as you're trying to learn how to be a good dad while being a good dad at the same time. It's a really tricky game. And I don't know, again, where you're at on your journey of being a dad, but my hope and my desire for you is that you will just understand the importance of your role in your family and how you can serve others. Because so often, as we are in that mode of providing and giving and supporting, we put ourselves out there a lot. And we don't take time really to step back and see how can we elevate someone else. So think of this for your kids, for example. Your son, your daughter, they're learning something new, and they're not doing that great at it. They can't sink the basketball the way you think they could. They can't run as fast as you think they should. Or that riding of that bike is not working out so well. Maybe just learning how to walk. Boy, they fall a lot. There's a lot of things that, as dads, we just want our kids to excel. We want them to do well. We want them to have the best. And we push. Instead of enjoying the moment and the journey. And the one thing I've been really kind of toying with right now is something that I've been thinking about, and I thought about this at work, actually. And this kind of quote came to me as I was working. I was thinking about contentment at the time. And again, I don't know if anybody else has ever said these words before in this way. I have no idea where this thought came from, but I did want to share with you. Basically, the thought is, if you can't find contentment in your journey, it most certainly won't be there when you arrive at your destination. And thinking about that, we seem to be content or place our contentment at the result. So if I can make enough money to support my family, I'll be content. If I can get the car that I wanted, I'll be content. If my kids can be successful in school, I will be content. If I can have a great relationship with my spouse and my partner, I will be content. But what about the journey of getting to the result? Can we not find some form of contentment in the journey? Does it always have to be the result that only brings contentment in our life? And in that, I think we step out of our own way and make room for others. And again, going back to that room and where I could just promote myself, if I could step out of my own way for a second, and find contentment in that moment where I can say, listen, it's not about me. It's not about my kids. It's not about my spouse. It's not about how others live up to my expectations. But it's the fact that we're all in the process of learning and growing and doing better. And in that process, we grow. And in that process, we find contentment. And so that's kind of what I've been struggling and thinking about. I would love to hear your thoughts about how you can get out of your own way in life. How do you do it? What do you do? And in podcasting, we create these podcast episodes. We send them out into the world. We see listens. We can see some stats in the back end. But to hear back from the people that listen, to hear back from you, and to engage in a conversation fuels the content, fuels collaboration and thoughts and growth. The Facebook group I mentioned. If we can build a bridge of communication where it's not one-sided, I think that makes us better people. So to that end, on our website, dadspace.ca, there's actually a little microphone and you can click it and leave a voicemail and I can bring that voice into the podcast. I can hear your voice and your comments and your suggestions, your feedback, your responses to this episode or another one and include you in the conversation. I would love to hear from you. I don't get a lot of responses at this point. And I know it takes a few times for people to hear this message before they're like, okay, all right, I'll do it. So I'm asking again. Head over to dadspace.ca. There's a little microphone button. You can click it. If you don't like the recording, you can do it again. It's not like a one-shot deal. And if you make a mistake, you can erase it and do it again. It's easy. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your computer, whatever. But I'd just love to hear your voice. Where are you listening from? Why is Dad Space helping you? How is it helping you? What is your advice for a dad? What's something we could talk about that could help you as a dad in your situation right now? I would love to hear your dad's story. So dadspace.ca is the website, real simple. And we'll have more episodes coming out soon. So head over to the Facebook group. And you can find all the links through dadspace.ca. It's easier just to send you to one place. dadspace.ca. There's a link in the show notes. Click the link and it goes straight to the website. And all the great info is there. Thanks for being part of Dadspace. Talk again soon. Lots of great stuff coming up. And appreciate you being here with me. Let's get out of our own way and let's find some contentment in the journey. Starts right now. Starts with you. Let's get out of our own way and make room for others and see what happens. Thanks for listening. Talk soon, okay? Thanks for listening to Dad Space today. Go check us out on all of our social media, YouTube, all that great stuff. You can find us as Dad Space Podcast. Real simple. Dad Space Podcast, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, even YouTube. Email us, dadspacepodcast@gmail.com. We're always looking for great guests to come on the podcast. If you have any feedback for us, let us know here at Dad Space. Looking forward to connecting with you on the next episode, right here of Dad Space. Follow us on your podcast app for more. Cheers. To you, Dad. Thank you. So there you go. That's a little bit from Dad Space. Hope you enjoyed that. And just a recap too, like on that day in that room on Clubhouse, you know, there was a great opportunity to just promote myself and promote my business and blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people on Clubhouse do that. It's that social media audio app. Everyone's trying to sell everybody something. But just seeing that person in the audience below, not up on stage where they normally are, there's something about me. It's like, this is not about you, Dave. So talk up with them. And it does come from a place of concern and care for other people that I admire. And I think if we can all get out of our own way, and especially this time of year, it's Christmas coming and holidays are busy and we're all stressed out a little bit, right? As we do all the things that we have to do before the end of the year. A lot of travel, there's a lot of everything. Is how can we put ourselves in the back seat a little bit and put somebody ahead of us this year? It's my challenge to myself personally and to you. So thank you for checking out Dad Space. And again, we'll be back soon with an episode of the Upcycle Canada podcast just for you. But I didn't want to leave you hanging because I know I miss you too. So we'll be talking soon. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Upcycle Canada podcast. Catch you on the next one. Cheers. Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.